The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, y'all, new episode of King's Landing. This is Jared, as you already know, at @_theKing_. Hit me up on Twitter.
And this is Brian King, aka KingHead57. Same thing as last time. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and that's about it.
Yeah, and go ahead, follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and IG. It's @BarbersChairNet. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberchairsnetwork and visit thebcnet.com. More podcasts there. As you already know, week two, Falcons versus Rams. We in LA, little West Coast trip on our hands. Your boys was down big early. Tried to pull out the comeback, you know, vaunted 28-3, didn't make them flinch, but we came up short, 31-27. Final, we drew the line in the sand last week at 25 points. Falcons got to it. I ain't gonna count the 2 points from the safety. Falcons got to it. Just couldn't come up with a comeback. So, how you feeling about week two, bro? How you feeling about week two?
You know, it's interesting to see how they put themselves in a hole and expect to bounce back. And they got, what, $95 million on the sideline, not on the field? That's a huge talent deficiency. You know, I'm a numbers guy, so I'm looking at that. Because we know money rules the world and the NFL. Shout out to Lamar Jackson. But you can't put yourself in a hole like that with deficient talent. There's no way possible. You can't even come back. It's hard enough to stay in the game than to mount a comeback. And the way they mounted it, you know, it was good to see the fight. But you have to lean on the key pieces on the board, on the field. They leaned on the rookie, but then you know what everybody's talking about. Why can't Kyle Pitts get any targets, brother? Can you explain that to me?
Come on, man. First off, I want to jump on. Sunday was comeback Sunday. It was cardiac comeback across the league. I was just glad to see the Falcons almost join the crowd. You had the Browns, Jets, spectacle. You had the Dolphins, Ravens, since you brought up Lamar. His Ravens choked away a big lead. Cardinals, I mean, Kyler Murray. It was a Sunday for the books. My boys was 60 minutes from joining it. So I'm gonna start there. I'm gonna give them the credit first. I'm gonna start with the fact that we had 28-3 on the board. The jokes start flying, bro. I can't even lie to you. I was dejected. My homie Trey kept me in the game. I was like, bruh, I almost left the bar. Like, you looking at a 25 point hole with what, 6 minutes left in the game? It's like, bruh, The defense is getting abused. Offense can't move the ball. And then somehow they just, it was a touchdown. And it was a touchdown. It was a block punt. 2-point conversion. Now you're looking, it's like, oh, these boys got some nuts. Like, I'm gonna give them the flowers first because I don't got too many flowers to give out. It's not Valentine's Day. But it's like, think about it. Matt's my dog. When Matt was here, every time 28-3 was on the board, the team folded. They saw it and was just like, the ghost popped up.
Every time.
And so it's like, I give them credit. It's like the culture changing. It's like they saw it and was like, fuck it. Right. Yeah, y'all about to bring the jokes out, but that ain't me. I wasn't on that team. Like, yeah, it was the Falcons. But yeah, I mean, you got Grady and Jake. They're really the only two. But it's like the rest of the team is like, don't start them jokes on me. That wasn't me. And like, I think that's, they woke up. Like, I will give them credit. You know, the name of the episode, producers, a tad bit high.
A tad bit high.
We were a tad bit high. Put the game on the line. So I'm okay. Your question, Kyle Pitts, why he not getting targets? I feel like I got three responses, three reasons. One is Marcus Mariota.
Sheesh.
Bruh, he's just his decision making is atrocious. We knew going in what kind of quarterback he was.
I got a quick question. What kind of football they playing in Hawaii?
Come on, man. Let me get my points.
Where bro from? Where you from? Where you from, homie?
Come on, man. Let me get my points. I'm gonna
give it to talk you. To me.
Come on. Colt Brennan is the all-time throwingest quarterback ever.
Okay, you might as well throw Tim Tebow out there too. What are you doing in the league?
Devon Best, man. Come on, man. Them boys was throwing the ball in Hawaii when Mariota was coming up. But anyway, it's like I'm fine if you are going to be a limited quarterback. Jameis a limited quarterback. But Jameis, when the game is in the clutch, going to make the right decisions, at least sometimes. We two games in, and Mariota gets the yips. Game on the line.
Twice.
Bro, you fumbling the ball in the Saints game. You falling down on play action boot. Like, and so it's like, Art can draw him up.
Number four ready. He ready. He's ready.
Yeah.
But we don't need him right now. That's the thing.
But like, that's the thing is like, Arthur can draw him up and get him open. I just posted a couple plays on Twitter. Bro, they ran an RPO, third and two. Kyle Pitts is running wide open. Mario to get a ball. On the triple option where he hand the ball off to Cordero Patterson. Zacchaeus wide open for the pitch. And so it's
I'm seeing it too, right in the flat.
Yeah. It's like I can call the plays, but if the quarterback don't, what do you want me to do?
You stuck.
So that's where my blame goes first. Like Mariota is one read and he's not processing. He can't see the field. You know, even when he read coverages right, his throws, you got 50-50 chance he's gonna hit it. So it's just like, I mean, you stuck at quarterback. We knew he was limited, but he's cost you two games, in my opinion.
In my opinion. That's real speed. Hey, look, what do you mean?
It's like a portion of the fan base who is Mariota or die right now. I found out over the past 24 hours, Mariota has a fan base. So
my goodness.
Yeah.
So where these jokers from?
What'd you say?
Where these jokers from?
Hey, Twitter, the Twitterverse, the Twitter bots. Shout out to Arthur Smith. But he my second one. It's like, bro, draw him up. Like tight end screen, jet sweep. Like just put the ball in his hands. Like if Mariota's not going to throw it to him, you got to make it to the point where there is no other play unless the ball goes to him.
Thanks.
Simple. I'm going to run a tight end screen. Like the tight end leak they ran last week. That's fine. Like if it's covered, it's covered. But throw the ball. The bomb ain't through. Throw the ball. You don't have no other read. Kyle Pitts.
That's it.
And so it's like he's not even drawing them up. So I'm going to give him credit there. I mean, give him some heat there. But another thing people not talking about, Kyle Pitts runs some bad routes.
That's why you got to just throw him the ball. He's not there to run routes. This man, look at this man, bro. What do he need to run routes for?
Because his quarterback is only throwing to wide open players.
Randy Moss, just send him on a fly.
How many contested throws have we seen Marcus Mariota throw?
I'm just trying to figure out why we can't just get a fly.
We got it. Pass interference.
Nah, it was an out and up, too, to end the game, just a tad bit high. He could have threw that to Kyle Pitts a tad bit high.
No, Donald was in his lap. He made the right read. But here's why I'm gonna give Arthur Smith heat. Why are you sending Kyle Pitts half his route toward the sideline?
Right.
And so it's like if you want Kyle Pitts, put him out wide, create space, send him vert against Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
You want to run this half.
You put some real pressure on them safeties too.
Exactly. It opens up the scene if Pitts is out wide, but you got him coming from a tight end alignment, half his routes towards the sideline. Jalen's like, well, okay, well, I'm going to just play the fly until I don't got to. It's like if you put Pitts out wide, bro, and it's like they ran this play. I just seen it. They ran the play. Zacchaeus' touchdown, that was the same play. Vert's on that side, smash on that side. Zacchaeus was wide open.
Is it because Mariota's arm isn't there? Because I can see Ritter making these throws.
His decision making. Mariota's slow.
Why aren't they putting Pitts on one side? Let Pitts be the X. Let Drake be the Z.
Just do it.
Like, why is this so difficult? And you can motion if you want to run two back set with the read option. You can motion Cordarrelle Patterson from the slot. You can give him touch passes like Debo. I'd have Brian Edwards sitting in the slot. That's a big receiver. And he's going to have to do some blocking now because he got mossed by a corner for the game.
Mm-hmm.
For the win. So.
And he's 6'3", so it's not like it's not like it's a ball to Zacchaeus, a Hodge or something. They'd not be like, okay. Bro, you're 6'3", getting mossed.
Right. So talking about it's a tad bit high.
Hey, it was a tad bit high. It was a hand high.
Man, come on.
But yeah, like those are my three, like in that order. It's like once you go to Ritter, Ritter's gonna play better, make better quarterback decisions. And I think when you got that, you can call a different passing attack. You got this passing attack is so elementary because Mariota can't see. Like, think about how many times
Ritter eating him alive in practice.
I know he's probably frustrated. It's like he's like looking like, okay, I could have made that play. I could have made that play. And it's like okay, you committed to Mariota. I'm going to give you a fair shake because I said I was going to give you a fair shake. It's really no pressure on Art to win. If you, again, two and two, he don't got pressure to win right now. We lost two games by a combined 5 points. When this time last year, we got blown out. We got smoked twice by this point last year. So it's like, okay, like it's not like we lost to, you know, some subpar team. Like, we lost to the champs, and we blew a lead that we just mounted against the champs. And so it's like, you know, stuff happens. I can live with the losses. I don't like them. We are literally a ball bounce away from being 2-0. But we are 1-2. So it's like, you know, I can live with it, bro. We got embarrassed by the Eagles week one. And then turned around and we're just outclassed by the Bucks. Like, it was just like, bro, this is.
You know, I got selective memory with this team, bro.
Oh, I know. Carry on.
Yeah, you know, I'm not. I ain't even. This team is not made for you to hold on to memories.
Nah. Especially not no 2021.
You will rise from the ashes.
But, like, that's why I'm like, I'm patient. I'm like, okay, like, we all know Mariota's the issue. If it's week 10 and y'all still trying them out, all right, you might be getting fired by the end of the season.
Gotta go, buddy. You gotta go, buddy.
But it's like we lost tight ones against playoff teams. You know, go to Seattle. If they go to, that's what I'm saying. If they go to Seattle, win, and you beat the Browns, you're 2-2. You're at least continuing to beat the teams you should beat. You shouldn't have blown a 16-point lead, but don't go out here losing to Jacoby Brissett. and Geno Smith. It's simple.
Bro, so let's say if we lose to them.
Desmond Ritter
when is our next win?
Niners.
Are you sure we can beat a new quarterback? Same old new boy. Kittle gonna be back for that one.
Yeah, if we lose to them too, like it's tough. Like it's tough to project any kind of positive. It's tough.
1-7.
Yeah, you know I'm an optimist, but you lose both of those.
Oh my gosh.
And you lose. I could lose to the Browns. Because they're not a bad team. It's just Jacoby Brissett.
Like, you know, the closer, I just need Will Anderson to stay healthy so we can bring that boy home.
Man. Yeah, I don't know, man.
We can take it. Like,
it's like the way they played against the Saints, the way they came back against the Rams, if they can find a way to start playing 60-minute football, we said this a week ago.
They will. I just – like, why are we risking it? We know what we got, though. We're going to go to the wild card and be mediocre again in a draft.
We're not winning that many games, and if we win that many games, that's a good problem because it's a recruiting pitch. If these boys slip into a wild card with all that cap space they got coming, I will take that trade.
So what would you fill those holes with? You got $100 million, what you going to do?
I don't need a quarterback at that point. If they go to the wild card, and we jumping way ahead in week two, if they go to the wild card, that means Drake London been balling. They got Kyle Pitts rolling. Barrel is rolling. Either Mariota found something, or like your quarterback is solved. Like whatever this
he earned next year's check.
Yeah, so it's like if they go to the wild card, the ball started bouncing the right way, and free agents can be like, okay, these boys really building something. Like I'll come over there and take a check. It's not like Foyer going to the Jags. I just want some money.
True.
You can Foyer at least
knew, Foyer knew what he Foyer knew he was at the top.
Oh yeah,
sixth round,
you take your check and go. I don't blame you. But teams would teams would be coming to Atlanta for a chance to win if they slip into a wild card. I don't think it's gonna happen, but that's why it's like if they get there, That's not a bad thing. I'm perfectly fine with them winning 7 games, getting like a 14th pick.
Why?
Because we picked Vic Beasley at 8.
That's my point. You might as well swing again.
I'm not a proponent of.
Hey, your boy Victor, like you like to remind me, got defensive player of the year.
Todd Gurley was offensive rookie of the year, and both of them was out of the league before I could get to my 50th anniversary.
Garbage, hot. came here. They were like, "Oh boy."
Yeah, no. I mean. AJ Terrell went 14.
AJ Terrell, pumpkin.
Jeff Okuda went 3. So it's like I'm not.
He reverted back. He didn't revert it back to his old Clemson ways.
Man, it's 2 games in.
Man, no, he getting smoked. These ain't no good plays they're making against my man.
Slant. I mean, not slant fades. Just straight up. Just
hey, boy, how tall is he?
6'1".
That's why they got him out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
He coming up hidden. He got the size to hit.
Wait. Before we get to 24, go ahead and talk about Grandfather P's.
Grandfather P, you know, I'm not ready for him just yet. You know, that's a loaded question. That's a whole different chapter.
That's why I'm asking it. We can start top down. We started with
we're going to start with the AAA. You know what? That's always my thing.
What?
Alignment and assignment.
Triple A. That's for the people. If y'all ain't never heard nothing like that, the triple A.
Yes, sir.
When you watching the game, press that triple A. I love
alignment and assignment.
If you can't do that.
This is football. And you lined up wrong. Bro, they gave up the easiest, most elementary run from 10 yards out for a touchdown. Was that 10, 12 yards out?
Mm-hmm.
That was hard to watch. You don't even see that in middle school.
That was what, 14-0? Daryl Henderson downhill.
Easy. He jogged through the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just watching. They need, oh my goodness. It's hard to watch a defense that cannot adjust to motion. Like, they're not passing off their man. I'm seeing corners just stand in place, safety stand in place. Your boy, Michael Walker, got everybody just in no man's land playing out there. They gave him about 100% of the snaps.
Green dot.
Hey, boy, I don't want to hear that. He not that.
I ain't say he was.
I'd get that green dot to Grady and just be like, Grady, you look like a little linebacker anyway. Boy, he's not that. I don't know. He passed all his tests. That Fresno State education. Because, woo, what he's putting on the field.
He got an interception, though.
Yeah. Playing the rat. He bit on that play action so bad. And that, I told you earlier, that was Matt Stafford up 28-3 saying, I didn't tow you up all day. I don't care. I'm throwing this. There's a one-man slant with three people on it. And he's biting. The reason he got that pick is because he bit too hard in the A-hole. He in the A-gap. He all the way down in the line of scrimmage. And Matt Stafford seeing this pose like, forget it. He on my. I'm sitting here. They ain't played no defense all game. Look, pick Michael Walker. Something to take your mind off of after all the foolishness he had this defense doing. See, he got the green dot. That's what we look like with him with the green dot.
Yeah.
I know I ain't talking crazy. But you saw my dog come through. You know, the untrained eye will call that interception a game changer.
I mean, it got the comeback rolling.
Brother. That 10 points that was on that board wasn't enough for your confidence to be right up in your chest, like you walking and talking. Man, you know who it was. And I done told you, my boy Troy Anderson, from the get-go, with the block punt. They hadn't done that since, what, 90?
1990. They posted that thing up there. I said, the comeback is alive. Montana State.
Yes, sir. They were talking bad about him, too. They said he needed to collect his life insurance after getting bodied three times in a row.
Who?
44.
Yeah.
He was in there fighting, though. Like, it's hard, bro. If you lined up wrong and you don't know, like, he's a rookie. He's going off what the green dot man saying. I'm just happy to be here.
Yep.
And
it's like, We know Troy is raw. You put Troy in, you giving Troy single assignments.
Like, and it's almost like he wants him. It's almost like Dan Pease knows that Troy Anderson is better than Michael Walker, and he just wants him to see that. Because when Troy Anderson was in the game, they were not throwing at him. That's how I knew 23 was at linebacker on the backside. That was awful.
Troy,
I don't want to hear nothing about no safety. That is a linebacking playing position where 23 was lined up on the outside, and he was hot.
They had garbage. They had hot Troy garbage. Blitzing, and Troy was blowing up that interior pocket. Like, that's when I noticed he was in the game. I said, oh, like you said, blitzing. How you blitzing from 5 yards off the ball? The only
5 yards off the ball. Y'all not running 4-3s. If 4-4, Troy can do it. 4-4, get out the door. The rest of y'all looking like 4-7. Ain't seen nobody hawk nobody down.
Mm-mm.
Y'all need to get in the hole, get in the gaps. Why are you blitzing from 5 yards out? Show these folks you don't care. You about that life and get in there and go make a play. Don't just get in there and just be in there. And y'all man up on the outside and play some defense. It ain't that hard, bro. Like, and if you ain't sure about your DBs, you got Casey Hayward out there and A.J. Terrell, hang one safety in the middle of the field and tell them to play football.
Simple.
And box everything in because we in man.
Because we changing the dadgum culture.
We going to see.
Man, it's just that just like that's what makes me so mad because it's like, first off, Dean Pease, you get off the bus and you say, I'm going to go with two down linemen.
Two.
The Rams interior had a new center, a new right guard, and David Edwards got his ass kicked for 60 minutes versus Buffalo. And you see that. I'm going to just put two out there. You made it so easy. They knew who they were doubling every snap. They knew who was singled every snap. Like, it was nothing. They never sugared the A gaps.
Never.
At least first half, speaking first half. Because second half, he did adjust. Anthony Rush was out there. He finally had some five-man rushes. But it's like, you opened up with the lightest box. But you opened up with two down linemen and Eric Harris in the box. And you wonder why we was getting smoked. You wonder why it was 21-3 at halftime. You don't got nobody out there. Grady out here getting doubled because Taquan Graham's not – that's not his game. You moved Grady to a one tech, Taquan to a three tech, and you had light boxes. That line was getting to the linebackers immediately. You got the linebackers off 5 yards, so every carry was going to go for 4 to 5 yards because why wouldn't it? Like, it's just math. It ain't hard. Like, you made it so easy. And it's like you said, it's like, it's one receiver out there. We said it all week. Guard Cooper Kupp. Bro, it was plays. They go in zone. It was one play. I don't remember. I think it was like second, third quarter. Eric Harris, again, why is he in the game? In the nickel. I think they run like a cover three cloud. Something. He got hook curl flat, so he's not even playing hook curl. He's lined up over Cooper Kupp.
Where you go?
Bruh decides, let me just let Cooper Kupp. I looked at him, and I'm going to just drop past him. It's like second and nine. Cooper Kupp runs a five-yard stop, catches the ball, and keeps going because nobody's guarding him. I'm like, how are y'all not IDing number 10 every snap? Only one out. Everybody else is going to have to beat me. I'm fine. Allen Robinson get two touchdowns. Cooper Kupp going to have to – he's going to be in jail. He's going to be on Alcatraz, like something. And bro was just running free. And it's like, oh, he ain't have no targets. Then he went, what, 7 for 7 for like 87 yards. Like, it's just like, it's not, like you said, it's not that hard. If AJ is that man, put him on him.
Put him on him. Make him earn his money. Because he's going to be looking for it with that big piece of pie that we're going to have. You can't tell me he ain't going to look to get paid. I think they're suppressing the price. They're trying to keep them prices low.
No, I think they just – that was just a terrible game plan because they tightened up in the second half. The first Rams drive, they go down, get seven. But after that, them boys didn't score nothing but 3 points. They played more man. They played more D linemen. They blitzes were – at least they were showing pressure versus playing soft. Like, I think they were just so scared of, like, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what McVay's got in his bag, blah, 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 blah. Play your game.
Don't care. Man up.
Tighten up the jock strap. I got 60 minutes. We're going to fight. Why we got to fight for 30? They did the same thing versus the Saints. You gave me 48 minutes of good football and then played trash. The Rams, you gave me 3 minutes of the worst defense you could have played and then played 30 minutes of good ball. So, I mean, I can't – this one of those ones where it's like, I know, I stand on my own, I take the heat. But it's like, I find it hard to blame Arthur Smith at this point. Like, Dean dropped the ball in the fourth quarter against the Saints, playing soft. He can say whatever he wants. And then, whatever his game plan was, he dusted off yesterday or Sunday, was just like, what are we doing? And then you get into this big old hole. They still scored 25 points. They averaging 25, 26 points. Mariota fumbled twice in week one and got two interceptions week two. You just get clean football and the offense is scoring 30.
Even sounds like another quarterback to me.
Even with Mariota.
Yeah, do you bring Ritter in at 0-7?
I don't know when they're going to bring him in.
Does Arthur Smith get fired at 0-7?
Arthur Smith not getting fired at all this year.
Okay.
That'd be so bogus because it's like, and I always say this. Think about if you went to go interview for that job. You'd be like, damn, bro was rebuilding, had Mariota. He ain't had no cap space. He got $60 million dead. Like all the things where it's like, we knew going into the season, nobody was picking this team to win more than 6-7 games. Rams.
What if they be like, we just want a better coach?
Sean Payton not coming in the door.
We don't want Sean Payton anyway.
I ain't talking coaching changes until week 10, week 12. But as Mario to keep messing up, the Ritter questions are going to just get louder and louder and louder. And I think that's his biggest issue is he is not a pressure quarterback. And so once that pressure gets high enough, it's just going to be like, all right, bro, I can't keep telling you how to play quarterback. I can't keep telling you where to throw the ball. I can't hold your hand in this offense. Because that's what got him benched the first time.
Yeah.
Like,
it was running back in Atlanta. Yeah. They wouldn't care.
I get, okay, you know, you sign Mariota because it's a quarterback you know in free agency. I'm perfectly fine with it. I'm perfectly fine because Mariota did show better than Ritter in the preseason and camp. So it's like, mm-hmm. I get starting the season with him. But it's like that leash is getting shorter and shorter, and that money not guaranteed next year. So no. I ain't cut you and keep that thing moving.
So who's going to be – we got to get some quarterbacks then once we get rid of Mariota, huh? Would you bring in a veteran?
I don't know.
That's
off-season talk because I ain't even thought about it. I ain't even there yet. Because I would need to see how Ritter does. If Ritter goes out and is like, okay, this is the quarterback, then it's like, okay, well, shoot. You know, maybe we're going to roll with Felipe. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know. But, like, as for now, it's like, I just feel like the losses are fixable. Like, Cool missed the field goal. That's 3 points. Mariota falling on a boot. That's 4 points. And even his interception that he threw to Cordero Patterson, bro, threw a bullet.
It was just a tad bit high.
Tad bit high. He tried to catch a bullet over his head. It's like, bro, just give him some touch. Like, you don't have to throw it as hard as you can. He got room to run, but you throw the hardest pass you got.
Right.
And it's like, that's 7 to 10 points right there, mm-hmm. that changes the game. Like, it's stuff like that that keeps adding up where it's like, Kuz miss in a game where you lose by 6. Like, yeah, they spotted him 2 points, but it's still similar situation with Kuz field goal. Mariota, I drew up a wide open Parker Hesse, who's probably inside the 5, if not scoring. In a game, you lost by 6. That's 4 points. That's 7 points. And it's like, it's stuff like that where it's like, you know, as a head coach, I didn't call that play. I didn't call my quarterback to do a burpee mid-play. Like,
bro said, who?
Hesse's wide open. And it's like, you know, everybody's like, oh, what kind of offensive genius? My dog has got the team scoring points. Arthur Smith has drawn up 2 30-point game plans. I said, if we're going to win either of these games, they got to score 30 points. He drew them up. Quarterback, let them down. Quarterback, what do you say? Shaving points.
Shaving points. You see it. You shaving see points. It all day long.
Mariota is directly responsible for
2 games, 2 wins.
11 points off the board in the past 2 games that we lost by 5.
5.
So
you owe me.
So yeah.
I need mine.
That's why I'm just like, Arthur Smith seat cold. I ain't firing, bro. Because you fire somebody 1 year into a rebuild with 60 mil dead cap. I ain't coming there to coach because I got a short leash. You ain't gonna give me a chance to get my people in to establish a vision. Like,
you know, Big Arthur ain't playing about that money though.
Art chilling though. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not getting fired this year, but that's he gonna be ablaze in next year. Year three is the one that they gotta be 10 wins.
10.
So, 10. I don't even need to know the schedule right now. 10 wins. Mark them.
All right. I like that.
Or he getting fired. Like, it's really that simple because at that point, you got, because like the roster right now, they got what, three or four players from the last regime. So it is his team, but we only two games in. And so it's like, I'm fine. And we got a lot of 1 year contracts. I'm fine giving them the room where it's like, that's why I'm like, week 10 on. Like, I want to see these, I don't want to see these mistakes in November, December.
I'm with you on that. It's going to be hard to watch.
Yeah. I mean, we knew. If I said 6-11, that means they win in one for every two games they lose. We lost two, so we win it on Sunday. And my birthday Thursday. I've never seen these Falcons winning. I've seen the Falcons win one time in person in my entire life. Once, the dome opener against the Packers.
Oh my goodness.
We going to Seattle. And oh look, Malik Willis in the game in the third quarter. Almost threw a pick with his first pass. Yeah, see, at least the Falcons ain't getting drugged 41-7. We're not.
Goodness. That's awful.
We were close, but
we were.
Titans out here about to be 0-2 with a 34-point blowout on the schedule. We had that year one of Arthur. We ain't had that year two. So
I'm curious to see what happens with Big Monster, Derrick Henry.
Man, that boy's washed. I told you, he got too many carries. That's that Michael Turner.
Sheesh. That fast.
Yeah. But no, we in Seattle with it. Shoot, I'm at Lumen Field. Any Falcon fans here, hit my Twitter. We going hard. We all leaving Lumen Field 1-2. That's exactly what I'm saying. Everybody leaving 1-2.
Okay, we're going to see.
I need it. Because, like, the thing is, like, they didn't quit. Like,
they that's haven't why quit.
I ain't got a chance to look to the Seahawks yet. I know Geno is not a good quarterback. Them boys are struggling. Again, Seahawks struggling to break 20. They ain't put up 20 points on the board yet.
Who did they play? Who was first two?
Broncos.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. Bronco country. That's right. And then they just played the Niners. Them boys ain't breaking. They ain't breaking 20 points.
They better not come over here trying to hurt us. We got something for them.
Okay. So I think it's winnable. Like, yeah, DK, cool. DK going to give. He going to baptize AJ Terrell again, just like he did on his rookie year. I'll give you that. But Geno's not Stafford. That offense is – I mean, it's fine. It's a stoppable offense. But if we want to play a 2-4-5 off the bus, then we're going to give up another 30 points.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly with that.
Like you say, man, just play defense. Like, I don't feel like anything we've said on either matchup is asking for anything crazy from this Falcons team. Somebody was in my mentions mid-game talking about, you thought this was a winnable game against the Super Bowl champs. By the end of it. That thing was winnable. We were on them. So it's like, that's why I'm still optimistic. Like, if we were still getting this game last year was the Cowboys game and the Patriots game. Where we put up no points. That was this game. And so it's like, for me to see them bounce back, you in a hole, you down 25 on the road. It's easy to nail it in. And they block punt. Pick. I know how you feel about Michael Walker, but it's like, I'd rather him make the plays, get beaten to a sack, you know, get fooled into a pick than not.
They gave him all his snaps.
Yeah. Like, to lose in the NFL, like, it really is a matter of, like, doing just some dumb shit. Like, you either have a coach who dropped the ball, quarterback who dropped the ball, or the talent dropped the ball. And so it's like, you know, it's always in a loss where it's like, bruh, we lost because blah, 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 blah. But it's like the things they're doing good and the things they're doing right, like, they can build on. Like Drake, like you said early on, young Drake, load up the Drake. Mm-hmm. He's getting his. When we drafted him, what we say? Bruh, you got the big old receiver that can't separate. He ain't got no speed.
Nope. He a bully. He like the truck, folks. I like that. You know I like that.
And it was a play early on in like the second quarter. They ran mirror route, seams and outs. And Drake London, Kyle Pitts run the same route. Drake London's 5 yards down the field more than Kyle Pitts.
I was just going to say that. You think Drake London's capping Kyle Pitts in his offense? He's looking at Drake now.
Drake is running his routes. Drake is out there. He was trash talking Jalen. He was laughing. He was like, bro, I had you a couple times. Like, as a rookie, second game in. Like, I love his energy. And it's like, I think, you know, teams are going to adjust to it. You can't leave him by himself.
True.
He's attacking. Like, Kyle Pitts is, he's smooth. He like, you know, I'm out here running my route. Like, Kyle Pitts is a downfield receiver, unfortunately playing a role and a position that calls for blocking and shorter routes. And it's like, that's why I fought Arthur, where it's like, put him at the X or put him at the Z. You got, put him as a receiver. The routes you running for Bryan Edwards, let Kyle Pitts run.
About that tight end. He loves tight ends. I'm like, you got this bad infatuation with tight ends.
Yeah. But like when it's drawn up, if the quarterback, but like that's why I think like the Ritter is a arrogant asshole, just like Arthur Smith. That's why he wins. And so it's like you get a quarterback who's like, I'm gonna go for the play, I'm gonna go for the win. Mariota may be doing the right thing, like on the throw. He ran two verts, it was cover three, you throw the same. That was the right read. But Ritter at Cincy, he wants to win. And it's like, and I think that's what Arthur Smith is like kind of getting at, which like, you know, the quote, he was like, you know, Kyle Pitts, this is not fantasy football, we're just playing to win. It's a culture thing.
That was tomfoolery.
Yeah, but like
absolutely foolishness. What are you talking about? You're not gonna get this man targets. Like, come on, what are we talking about?
You can't throw your quarterback under the bus, bro. They were there. If Mariota don't even on the goal line, bro, ran a quick out. The same route that Michael Thomas just scored on against the Bucks in that game. Kyle Pitts ran the same route. Mariota looked at that man and scrambled. And so it's like, I can't call the play if I don't have a quarterback who don't have the balls to throw it. Jameis don't think. He see 13.
Throw. Pain.
Pain everywhere. But I know I'm throwing a 13. Mariota's like, oh, he not wide open. So, and it's like you said, Kyle Pitts got the biggest wingspan. He's 6'5". Just throw it over there, bro. Just throw it over there.
We literally got Moss. And we're not using Moss.
And I bet you if you ran that play with Kyle Pitts streaking down the seam, that's a touchdown or incomplete.
But, you know.
But, yeah, I mean, so what we got? We got Seahawks. No Jamal Adams. No Russ. Let's ride. Man, that's my favorite thing. I think I said that thing about 20 times this weekend. Bronco country. Let's ride. I'm going to be saying that in the stands. I'm going to be in section 205. If you come into the game, you're going to find me. Figure out who I am. I ain't going to let you know what seat I'm in because people are weird. But I think it's a winnable game. I've said it since the schedule came out. I said it since before they traded Russ. I know we are 0-2, but I like, let's call it what, 60 minutes? We played 75 good minutes of football. If I can get a 60, if I can get 60 minutes of football.
With this great value team.
Yes, because the Seahawks are worse.
Uh-oh.
Who on their defense? Go ahead, name drop me. Tease Tabor, former Falcon.
Yeah, all the people I know from defense are gone. Bobby Wagner was the last one. That's when I stopped paying attention. The Griffin brothers, one of the Griffins still over there?
Nah, Shaquem retired.
Nah, Shaquille.
Oh, he was? Oh, shoot. Here we go.
Talk to him. Because I remember my man, he was fast.
Yeah, nah, he not there.
Yeah, I don't know who's on this defense.
So we got Shelby Harris. They traded from the Broncos. My dog, Puna Ford. I remember Puna. I like Puna. They got Darrell Taylor and Uchenna Nwosu. So they got, I mean, they got decent pass rushers. I'm gonna tell you
nothing to me, brother. Before, I didn't hear one name.
Before I even get going further on the Seahawks defense, you know who I be who people mad because Kyle Pitts got a block. But you know who Kyle Pitts got a block for? He done had so many pass blocking reps next to Jake Matthews. I'm tired of it. We done paid this man money. Y'all talk about I want a top 10 pick. We took Jake at 6, and we could have had Aaron Donald at 13.
We need another. Get another Jake.
But he don't shut down his left side. Jake and McGarry the same player.
They are.
Do you trust Jake to shut down Darrell Taylor or Uchenna Nwosu?
You know, we need it. Yes, because I don't know them folks. But, you know, we need a Jake for Matthew Thomas. We'll put up that fat burger up there this weekend, didn't he?
Man, we're going to circle back to 2. Let's circle back to 2 on the way out.
You know I'm going to fire him up.
Let's circle back to 2.
I love seeing that. Okay, if you had weapons or not, you had the weapons in Atlanta either.
Come on, man. Okay, back to Seahawks defense. They got Tariq Woolen. Tariq 6'3". He was UTSA, I think. Yep, UT San Antonio. Mike Jackson on the other side. So they got decent corners.
Only reason I know Mike Jackson is because the play that he just made.
Yep.
Otherwise, he is Michael Jackson. Who?
Mike. But they secondary beat up. Like, everybody was out. That's why they had to go get T's. Quandre Diggs. You said what?
Didn't we have him?
Yeah, but we kept Mike Ford. Junior.
Is he on the field?
Yeah, he played.
Okay.
Anyway. So, I mean, like, that's the thing. Is like, their defense is not – they're not trying out what they used to try it out.
We know that. Like,
it's decent. And then on offense, it's Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. That's it.
And Geno. Who's the tight end?
Noah Fant. Noah got
promised. Noah Fant going to score on Michael Walker. Yeah, I can almost guarantee that.
Bro, the Falcons is the get-right game.
Michael Walker is going to have some fits. Or even if they put old 23 back up in there. I can see Lockett and Noah Fant doing damage in them slots.
No.
Yes.
Geno. Okay. Here go your plus. Over under. Okay. I get it this week. Geno Smith, 200 yards.
Big over. DK Metcalf finna get loose against these little boys. You gonna see it live and in person.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there, bro. I got good seats and everything. I'm gonna send
amongst the 12. Your real name is CenturyLink, boy.
Yeah, man. I can't. Lumen Field throws me off. Like, it's like CenturyLink forever. It's like the Georgia Dome. I don't even call the Benz the Dome.
Right.
It just is what it is sometimes. Man.
Come on, give me another one.
They put up 7 points against the Niners, and they squeaked out 17 versus the Broncos, and they were lit for that game. Them boys,
did they win?
They won by one.
Winner.
1-2. We're leaving Lumenville. Everybody on that field is going to be 1-2. Man,
I hope so. And I slick don't, because I'll take a high draft pick any day with this team.
I need them to win. Like, just beat the teams you're supposed to beat. Beat these two. I'm fine losing to the Bucks. I'm fine losing to the Niners. I'm fine losing to the Bengals. Beat the Panthers. Lose to the Chargers. Beat the Panthers. Like, beat the Steelers. Like,
you gonna beat the Saints.
Beat the Saints because we beat them in New Orleans last time.
Okay.
Saints not good. They are not good. We let them off the hook. What my dog saying? They were exactly who we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so I'm fine. Beat the Seahawks.
I don't like the Patriots, but you know, I respect Tom Brady. I appreciate what he did down there.
Yeah, shout out to Tom. Shout out to Mike Evans. Free my dog, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
One game suspension is unnecessary. He was protecting his quarterback.
Again.
Mike Evans got – what was Deshaun Watson initial suspension, 4 games?
I don't remember. I think so.
If it was four games, Mike Evans got 25% of Deshaun Watson's original suspension
for RNPs.
Man, miss me, NFL. Don't shut us down, though. This is only episode three.
They don't like real beef.
I love it. I love that Mike Evans was dogging Lattimore and Marcus May. Your boy's little. I love it.
Tell these folks, throw the Kyle Pitts. These boys little.
Pitts don't bring that energy that Drake London do.
Right? Coming in dressed like Shaggy Doo.
I can't even lie to you. Drake bring a different kind of energy out there on that field. He like Cordero.
That's what I'm about to say. He got that Cordero energy.
Tackle me. Come on. I'm going to put yards on you. I'm going to score on you. You're going to get sick of me. And Kyle just be out there like that's one of the ones where it's like, I'd be perfectly fine if reports come out. Kyle Pitts unloads on the coaching staff. You right, bro. You took me fourth.
Right.
Ain't nobody out here who can guard me. You calling stops. You got me running 5-yard routes. Throw me the ball. Let me dominate. Let me go do what you drafted me for. But we got 15 more. I don't think it was an accident that Kyle Pitts put up 1,000 yards as a rookie. I just think this is the difference between Matt Ryan and Marcus Mariota.
You know what I think. Matt Ryan was padding stats.
All right, let's go back to two. Here we go.
Padding stats.
Circle back.
Talk to me. You still wear his jersey.
I do. Forever. Only MVP in team history. How many Falcons? I will put you on the spot.
Zero. I got a bunch of t-shirts. These boys be in and out.
You got them Dan Quinn slogans on your chest.
Yeah. Falcons versus all y'all. I agree with that. All y'all haters.
I had that one on for the game.
Greenbrier. At Greenbrier. Right before week one. And almost scooped up a prime jersey. Red with the gray numbers.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I got to hold off.
Fulton County Stadium.
Yes, sir. Dancing. I said, I got to hold off because I can't wear this up in there. Not just yet. But I'm going to get that thing. You ain't going to be talking. You're going to be having Big Egg Matt. Egg Drop Boy.
How many MVPs Deion got for the Falcons?
Ostrich Egg Shouty. His name is Prime. He got Super Bowls.
Nah, man. I Coach love Matt. I forever got love for Matt, but it's one of the things. It's like the Colts went and got him, and everybody was like, okay, playoff team. And Matt out there not looking no different than what he looked like in Atlanta. And it's like they got a better O-line. They got a better running back. I mean, comparable weapons, I guess. I mean, is Michael Pittman – Alec Pierce, like, it ain't like they like tried out a bunch of folks, but it's like you seeing firsthand, defense is like, all right, bet, I'm just teeing off. Matt not getting nowhere. Matt's not going to get anywhere. Let me jam his receivers and make him hold the ball. Matt fumbling he fumbled the ball, what, four times game one?
Yep.
Threw an interception on his, what, first or second pass in week two? And it's like, that's my dog, but it's like, ooh, Matt, I can't defend you, bro. Like, you got time. You got a O-line. You got Quentin Nelson. Like, everybody was like, ooh, okay. All the coach needed was a quarterback. They got a quarterback, and they 0-2 like the Falcons. I mean,
they feeling like us now.
They a playoff team 0-2. Like, that's my thing. It's like, we 0-2, and we were expecting to win six games. The Colts are 0-2, and we're
– No, they're not 0-2.
Had them as the,
they are not 0-2.
What are they?
After week one, they were undefeated.
Oh, geez. Ty, you 0-2.
Yeah, you know, they tweeted that, I think.
Yeah, they did. This is the best start. That's pathetic. That's why when folks talk bad about the Falcons, I'm like, bruh, it could be so much worse. You can't even beat the Jags or the Texans.
That was back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
That's division right. L's. That's an L. I don't care what you say.
You lost. Like, that's why I'm like, beat the Browns and the Seahawks. Like, beat the teams you're supposed to, because you come back 0-4. That difference. You 0-2 to the Jags and the Texans. You lost to Davis Mills.
Mighty adi adi o.
Like
that 0-4.
Yeah, it's, that's ugly. That's nasty work. And so it's like, you know, we rebuilding, like you said, rebuilding 60 to 80 million dead cap. You want to, however you want to treat Debo and compete. Like everybody was like, I just want them boys to compete. No blowouts, you know, no shutouts. Don't be giving up 40 points a game. Bruh, how many points did they score against the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I didn't see that score.
Zero. They scored the same amount as us. You and me, not the Falcons. We could have got on that field and scored 0 points. And so it's like, we came back on the champs. We were on their asses. They were scared. Those boys were scared at the end of the game. That's why Jalen Ramsey was talking so much shit. That comeback was happening.
Mm-hmm. Talking about he's him.
I'm him. Boy, 4 inches lower, you down 32 to 31.
Shoot. But you know, like the show.
Tad bit high. But that's why when people are so mad, I'm like, y'all, yeah, Kyle Pitts ain't getting touches, and Mariota is part to blame, Smith is part to blame, but they really could have put up 30 points 2 weeks in a row without even getting the ball to their best weapon.
Strong.
That is an entirely different discussion if the Falcons are 2-0. Everybody's like, the Falcons are 2-0, averaging 30 points a game, and their best player hasn't even got going. Totally different discussion.
Mm-hmm. But we 0-2. L's heavy.
But we 0-2.
We see the work. We see the work. You know, it's good work.
So it's like, everybody's like, that's a moral victory. Bro, in a lost season or rebuilding season, that's all we're here for.
Right. Literally. And high draft picks. I told you what I want. Give me these draft picks.
Don't sit here and talk to me all off season. Talk about, bro, we're going to win 4 or 5 games. And when we track it and win 4 to 5 games, you mad about it.
Like, I'm not mad, brother. I just want to
I'm not saying you. I'm saying the fans. Like, fans is mad. It's like, bro, do you understand what it takes to lose? You're going to do some dumb shit. The Titans getting smoked. They got 4 turnovers.
Mm. You know how rebuild. Are they rebuilding? They're like in the middle.
I mean, how you feel about Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry? Tail had no A.J. Brown.
Yeah, that looked like the other side of Matt.
Hey, peak game, though. As soon as Arthur Smith left, that Titans offense went to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I'm like, man, I cannot wait. I'm an Arthur Smith fan. I tweeted this earlier today. I'm a fan because this fan base is so snarky. Like, everybody wants to say the funniest joke ragging on the team. And it's like, why are you wasting your time rooting for this team if all you want to do is, like, talk shit about them? And so Arthur Smith be giving it back. And the fans don't like it.
No, I like it.
Bruh is snarky. His sense of humor is like, man, okay. Y'all crying about this, whatever. Like, I hear you. I hear the noise.
Loud and clear.
So, I don't know, man. All right, score prediction. I know we ain't get to the Seahawks too much. I just don't think it's a lot to get into. I'm going to give you mine off the bat.
I don't know none of these busters. I'm going to let you get the grand finale.
Your boy turning
33. 33, Scotty.
Falcons went Jesus. Falcons are winning 33-17.
33-17. So we're going to get the burger.
We break in the 30 burger ceiling.
Triple stack.
33. Kyle Pitts gets loose.
Plus or minus 100 yards.
Ooh, I love that. Minus. He's going to get 89. But two touches.
Two tutties.
Because if he go for 100 yards, like, that's my thing. Mariota to get – for Kyle Pitts to go off, Mariota got to throw the ball too much, and I don't trust him.
So, Drake London plus or minus 100?
Minus.
Drake, I mean, Drake, 50, you said that, like, 54 yards.
50 and a touchdown.
50 and a tutty. They're like 4 or 5 catches.
We putting up 33 points.
Okay, we're going to see.
line in the sand, bro. Like, I really think this the week. Like, they've knocked on the door twice. Arthur Smith not one to hear the noise and just accept it. So I think he's gonna draw it up. And the Seahawks just aren't good. Like, you wanna prove that you're better than the worst teams in the league. This is one you gotta just win outright.
I think it's gonna be a silly game. But we got explosive power on both sides of the ball. I would say 24. No, yep. 28-24 Falcons.
I'm about to say, you better not have Seahawks.
I think they win it. 28-24.
I'm excited. These boys coming back home 1-2, licking our wounds, yes, but we're going to have a positive point differential after this one.
Yeah, I think they take it. I think they put it together up in Seattle. Tyler Algier, plus or minus 50 yards.
Plus, yeah. First touchdown, we're going to get a goal line touch to Tyler. Yeah, I like it. Plus 50 in a touchdown for Tyler and minus 100 for both Drake and Cordero. I mean, Drake and Pitts. But Kyle gets going. He gets two touchdowns and people shut up. And Arthur Smith makes a fantasy joke at the presser. I hope you fantasy managers are happy. Go ahead. Take us out, brother.
I should. This is it for King's Landing. Thank y'all for joining us. We look forward to catching up with y'all next week. But until then, y'all stay down with these dirty birds, man. We still riding. We still riding for the Falcons. It was a good time, brother.
We down. We 0-2, but we not out. I'm going to see y'all boys in Seattle. I'm going to try and get on TV. And King's Landing, episode 3. We going to holler at y'all. I'm going to see you 1-2 next week.
Going to have these fingers crossed.
All right.
All right, bro.